Hey guys, welcome to the Netball Addict Workout by NetFit. This is Sarah Wall, your coach. We are playing 15 minutes of netball today. Skills and speed, everything you need to complete a quarter of netball. If you guys want to repeat, you can play a half, up to a third quarter, and even a full game if you do four. Now, all you need is a ball and a wall and a positive attitude. So you can stop this at any time if you need a break, but we're just going to keep rolling. So I want to take it from the top, make sure you've done the appropriate warm-up that you need to get through a quarter of netball. We're going to start really basic with an exercise. We're going to work for a minute with an exercise, and we're going to work into 30 seconds of sprints with a 30-second break. All right, starting now, all you need is to be facing the wall. We're going into squats. All right, so just getting down nice and low. We're going to make sure you work at that pace with a pass. So you're going to squat into a pass, squat with a pass. Okay, you get the drift now. Okay, so making sure when we're passing, the timing's right. So when you spring back up, that's where the ball hits the wall. You're going to make sure that your shoulders are back, that you can be stepping forward. You can be changing your feet each time, whatever makes you feel comfortable, like you would pass on the court. All right, this is perfect for any position out there. It's netball specific. It's exactly what I do to keep fit for netball, but also what I did when I really needed that extra fitness. So keep pushing. You've got 20 seconds to go here. So what you're going to move into just after this squat, so keep going, you're going to be going into a three-step sprint. So how that works is popping your ball down, you need to step back, fast feet on the spot, and go into a sprint. We're still doing our squats, but we're going to start in 3, 2, 1. Okay, place your ball down, take a step back, fast feet on the spot with me, shoulders back. When I call go, it's a sprint forward. First three steps is so important. Okay, fast feet, quick feet, come on, quicker, and go. 1, 2, 3 steps. Okay, jog it back. Okay, fast feet on the spot. That's it. Great job, guys. And go. Awesome. All right, jogging it back. Fast feet again, quick as you can, and sprint. Great job, jogging it back. All right, that's 30 seconds. Take your rest. All right, that was your first little warm-up of how today is going to go. You already have completed your first set of the 15 minutes. All right, we're going to move into the next exercise in 15 seconds. What this is, it's a curtsy squat. So what you need to do is stand with your two feet nice and balanced, and your back leg crosses over down into a curtsy squat. When you spring back up, that's when you release the ball against the wall. Starting in 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go. So you're down, curtsy squat, coming up, pass, catch, and go down the other side. Okay, so you're working both sides of your body here. And the trick to a curtsy squat is that you get your knee as low to the ground as you can. So keep working, guys, making sure your posture's on point, you're breathing, but at the same time, you've got a power pass. So I want you to pass the way that you would pass on the netball court. All right, and just remember, you have a global NetFit community with you right now. People are doing this all over the world, all in love with the same sport, just like you. So keep it up, that's halfway there, keep pushing. And what you need to think about while you're doing down for your curtsy squat is when you spring up, it's with power. Great job. It's like a takeoff sprint. When you sprint, you go with power. Even a dodge, even the first lead that you do to lose a player, it has to be believable. Keep pushing now, you're nearly there. And we're going into our sprints in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, pop the ball down, take a couple of steps back. You are doing fast feet on the spot. Only the first three steps matter. Okay, quick feet, quick feet, quick feet, and sprint. 1, 2, 3. All right, and just jog it back into that fast feet. Okay, the pace that you go is completely up to you. So quick feet, and sprint. Great job. Well done. Keep it up. We've got two more here. Fast feet, keep pumping those arms, and go. Great work. Cruise back. Well done. Fast feet on the spot. And last one. Go. Great job. And jogging back. Okay, you get your recovery now. I cut you short about 5 seconds there, but that's okay. So guys, with this little break, I want you to take a big deep breath. We're going to talk about the next exercise. We're going to go into the same curtsy squat, but this time it's a power jump while you go down to your base. When you come back up, you leap up high. So what I want you to think about is that high pass against the wall. Starting in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. So down for a curtsy squat. You have the ball in your hand. Release high and jump. That's it. Going down low. A high pass to take that off the wall. Okay, so this one is perfect for any player that wants to build leg strength. Make sure you're powerful. That's all you have to do. Getting down nice and low, powering up. Fantastic work. You're 20 seconds down here. Now, this is one of the tougher exercises at NetFit. If you've ever done a NetFit class with me, you'll remember this. We have done it in the sand. We've done it on grass. It doesn't get any easier with your jumping when you're not on solid ground. So if you're now on concrete today, that is awesome. Getting down nice and low and springing up. You've got 20 more seconds of this. I just want you to think about what you're doing right now. Don't worry about anything else. What you're doing right now is all that matters. Great job. Remembering your posture, getting that knee as low to the ground as you can and springing up. And when you've got maybe one more in you and you've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. Okay, into our sprints. Pop the ball down, work back from the wall, a little bit of space. So fast feet, we go. And sprint. That's it, 3-step sprint. Now this sprint is everything. If you can improve this off season, this is gonna be epic for your season ahead. Fast feet, we go. Great job. And sprint. Great job. You hear me really pushing because I know that feeling. I know what it feels like to take off quick feet on the spot. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Fast feet, fast feet, fast feet. Go into your sprint. Great job. And that's 30 seconds. All right, this is your 30 second break. Take a big deep breath. You can get a quick drink if it fits within the 30 seconds. You've done an amazing job. And we're gonna go into our next one, which is just getting really low into a squat with fast feet. But you've still got another 15 seconds rest. So suck in that air. And feel really proud that you're working out with us today. Well done. All right, so with this next one, it is all about our speed, but it's all about making sure our feet are moving as quick as possible. 3, 2, and go. Okay, so chest passes against the wall, getting down nice and low, quick feet, quick feet. Imagine I'm right beside you, looking at you saying, get a bit lower, get a bit lower, feel that burn. And you've got me right with you, and you've got other NetFitters around the world with you. We are all together getting fitter and stronger for the game we love. Keep going as quick as you can, that's 20 seconds. I know this is a long time, but think how fit you're going to get. Okay, getting down nice and low, getting down nice and low. Get those fingertips flicking the ball straight off your fingers, straight off your fingers. Here we go. Great job, guys. You're doing so, so well. And we are just over halfway now. So when you're thinking ahead, I don't want you to think what's happening next. I don't want you to think about how hard or how much your legs are burning right now. I want you in the now. Just think you've got only a few seconds to go, and that is 10. Come on, 9, 8, keep pushing it, 7, 6, come on, 5, get lower, 4, 3, 2, 1, and pop the ball down. Shoulders back, get straight into that sprint position. We want fast feet, and I know it's burning now, but let's flush with these sprints. Quick feet, and go. 1, 2, 3, sprint, and shuffle back. That's it, to your starting position, fast feet. Here we go, quick feet, shoulders back, pumping those arms, and go into that sprint. Well done, excellent, and coming back. I know this feeling, fast feet, come on, you've got this. Last one, and go. Great job, and coming back. Well done, you have 30 seconds off. Take a big deep breath, feeling so good. We are over halfway here now, guys, and we are going into our high ball passes. So all you need to do is just stand stationary with a high ball pass, but it's a pass with a jump. Okay, so you'll be really getting that elevation up, grabbing it in with two hands. Okay, taking that big rest. We're starting in 10 seconds here. Shake those legs. You are playing a game of netball. This is the best way to get fit in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. So high ball, jump and receive it. Pull it in. Pull it in like it's an intercept, or pull it in like it's a pass from a teammate. Pull it in with two hands, so hungry for that ball. Okay, so doing this in your own time. This is a bit trickier to get a rhythm, but once you release the ball and grab it in, you'll be fine. So making sure that you really spring up and receive that ball. And the more confident you get, you can do it a little bit higher. Great job. Well done. Okay, we are at halfway mark now. Okay, so even wanting to see a lot of the defenders that are working out with us today to really scoop it in. Imagine it's a rebound over a tall goaler that you want more than anything. All right, if you practice this stuff now, imagine what it's actually going to be like when you're on the court. And imagine if you're not doing this workout, how you'll ever get netball-specific training as good as this. So keep it up. You've got 10 more seconds here. So even if you're a goaler right now, think about pulling that ball in. Think about if you're a little mid-quarter like me, that you've got to get higher than those tall players. You've got to get up off the ground. 3, 2, and 1. Resting. Okay, into our sprint position. So coming back, pop the ball down. You know what to do here now. This is fast feet. It's repetitive, but it's going to get you fit. It's going to get you quick. All right, fast feet. Go. 1, 2, 3. Great job. Shuffling back, shuffling back. Great job. Loving this, guys. Quick feet, quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. Go. One, two, three, step. Okay, coming back, shuffling back into that fast feet. Okay, this is just at your pace, whichever way you're going here. Fast feet, go! Well done, shuffling back. Okay, I don't care if you're doing a sprint as quick as a pro or you're just cruising through this and it's a jog, you've got this, so quick feet, go! Okay, rest. All right, fantastic. Take a big deep breath. I've left you with a bit of a shorter recovery there. All right. We're going to go into lunges for this one. Now, if you're a pro, you can do a jump lunge for a minute, but I'm not expecting that. I'm just wanting you guys to get into a low lunge with a walking, so it's a step forward with a pass against the wall, taking the ball on the lunge down and catching it coming back up and swapping legs. Starting in 3, 2, 1. So you're with me, you've got the ball at chest pass, step forward on a lunge, pass the ball, receive it, and step back with me. Great job. Other leg. Stepping forward, chest pass against the wall, receive it, and coming back. Great job. So this is in your own pace. If you feel like really up in today's workout, you can do a jump, lunge, where you release the ball each jump. Okay, completely up to you. So this is 30 seconds, you're halfway there. So with the lunge, making sure you imagine there's a pole going through your body, so you're nice and straight, your shoulders aren't hunched over, your shoulders are back nice and strong, and you're in jump mode. Great job. Okay, you have 15 seconds of this to go. Now, this is a burn, okay? So especially if you're doing jump lunges right now, or even if you want to give them a go for the last 10, let's really bring it home. Come on, quicker. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. Ooh, shake those legs out. Walk back. Get yourself into fast feet. Let's go. Quick feet, you know what's coming up. And sprint. First 3 steps. Burn that defender, shuffling back. First 3 steps, ready? Fast feet. Let's go, fast feet. Sprint! Go, great job. Shuffling back. Great work. Quick feet. And last one, quicker feet. Go! And sprint and jogging back. All right, you have 30 second break here. Well done. Take a big deep breath. Quick little drink if you need it. Grab onto the ball. All right, we're coming up for our second last exercise, and this one surprises. So it's you and the wall, it's you and your imagination. So you're gonna put the ball up, you're gonna do low, you're gonna go to the side, you're gonna do bounce. But these are great for reaction, and also great to do with a tennis ball if you wanna mix things up next time. All right, starting in 3, 2, 1. So fast feet on the spot, ball is released everywhere you've got, through the legs if you want, behind the back, and you've just got to react and grab and run. This is so good, and this is what I love about NetFit. It's as hard as you make it. If you want to make it easy, you can just do a chest pass. If you want to make it tricky for yourself, push the ball against the wall really hard. It is just the energy you put into it, the spring from the ball, that is going to give you that energy on that court. And you're going to remember this when you're on court this year. You're going to think, I did this stuff, I got fit. And you won't believe how your body adapts and adjusts to the fitness that you put into it. All right, keep going. We have 20 more seconds of this to go. And it's a bit of fun, be creative, let's go. But put the ball anywhere. This is actually my favorite exercise in NetFit because it's a bit of a creative one, what, a show off one maybe? I don't mind to flick the skirt a bit. So keep going. You've got only, let's count it together, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and rest. We'll pop the ball down. Walk back, get your space for your sprints. You're gonna go fast feet on the spot with me. Ready, and sprint. 1, 2, 3, great job. Make sure your shoulders are back, suck in that air. You're gonna go fast feet again with me, come on the spot. And sprint, away you go. Great job, well done. And shuffling back, fast feet. Here we go, this is our last one. Quick as you can, quick feet. Keep your eyes up, go. 1, 2, 3, awesome, and resting, fantastic, okay. Sucking the air right in. We are coming up for our very last exercise, and I'm sorry guys, it's a netball burpee, but one of the best in the game, Laura Langman, says that a burpee is the best netball exercise anyone can do. Believe it or not, you've got to be up, you've got to be down, you've got to be quick, you've got to be strong. All right, starting in 10 seconds, what you've got to do is the ball is going to be under you when you flick your feet out and back, grab the ball and do a pass. Pop the ball back down, flick your legs out and back, and pass the ball. Starting in 3, 2, 1. Okay, so here we go. So we're gonna pass the ball, catch, go down into our burpee. Now you can do a sprawl version of the burpee where you don't have to go into the push-up, but if you feel like doing it like the pros today, getting down into that push-up of the burpee, chest to floor. All right, so if you don't want to do that today, you can just flick your legs out, flick them back, and pass. Great job. Keep going, guys. This is up to the halfway mark. You are just there. Okay, so think, you've only got 30 seconds. Imagine this is 30 seconds of the last 30 seconds of that quarter, of the last quarter, where you know you have to give everything. Keep burning, keep working. You don't even have sprints after this, so this is everything. Keep pushing now, keep going. You've done so well in today's workout. I'm so proud of you all. Netfitters, take over the world. I'm so proud, keep it up. 10 more seconds to go, come on. Just imagine we were one goal up and you're gonna push for your team. You're chasing those loose balls. Come on, you've got this. 3, 2, and rest. Oh, just drop those shoulders. Don't put your hands on your hips, I'm sorry. I know you want to right now, but this is where we've got to walk tall. We've got to stand up, tuck the ball in under, drop the ball. But what I need you to do is just walk tall like you would off the court for a quarter time break. I want you to be really, really proud. I want you to be proud of all the other Netfitters around the world that are doing this. And just know that this work that you're doing right now is going to pay off for your actual season ahead. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, as I said at the start, if you want to repeat this and play a half, repeat this one more time. If you want to play three quarters or a full game, you know the drill. So guys, this is the stuff that got me fit. This is the stuff that continues to get me fit every day. If you are joining us on the Netfit Netball app, we are so grateful and thankful for your support and be a part of our broader Netfit community around the world. If you haven't joined, make sure you head to the Apple Store or Google Play to get in on all the fun. All right, join us next week for the next Netball Addict Workout and get ready to be put through your paces again for a quarter of netball.